Coja Thofogja Roiv Gdi Erclor Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Eva Gorger, the Fortune Road with the Air Claw. Hello, friends, and welcome to our programme. I'm Joe Bollard, and I hope you can stay with me for the next 2 hours or so, or for some time, and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Of course, you do know by now that it is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air, but of course, you can contact me at any time by email. joebollard2@aircom.net, joebollard, and a figure 2 at aircom. And be careful how you spell aircom. It's eircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. And of course, you can always join me on Facebook or on Twitter. Feel free to become one of my followers. More and more people are doing just that. Joe Blogs in Bray, J-O-E, B-L-O-G-G-S-I-N-B-R-A-Y. All joined together in lowercase, Joe Blogs in Bray. Bray is the town I live in. And I'd be delighted to have you join me on Twitter. Now, I've got a real mix and gathering for you this week. We're going to start off, well, it's the High Kings. You know I'm a big fan of the High Kings. And they're telling us the wonderful story of this famous Irish ship, the Irish Rover. Now, don't be put off by the intro. It starts to move along.
Fore and aft, and oh, how the wild winds drove her. She has 27 masts, and withstood several blasts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
Hey! Hey!
There was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee. There was Hogan from County Tyrone. There was Charlie McGurk, and a chap from Westmeath called Malone. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and Fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man, Dick McGann, from the banks of the Ban, was the skipper of the Irish Rover.
Hey! Hey!
Well, we had 5 million bags of the best Sligo rags. We had 6 million barrels of stones, and we had 7 million bales of old Nanny Gold's tails. We had 8 million barrels of bones. We had 9 million hogs, 10 million dogs, 11 million barrels of porter, and we had 12 million scythe of old blind horses' hides in the hold of the Irish Rover.
Get in the moment.
Well, that's got the cobwebs off us for the beginning of the programme, and the High Kings telling us all about the Irish Rover, a very noisy Irish Rover, apparently. Now, we're going to slow it down, and we're going to quieten it down. But before I play this next track, I'd like to say hello to you, no matter what radio station you're listening to me on now, because we're being taken by 5 or 6 radio stations around the world. So if you're listening to me in the US or in Venezuela or in Portugal, wherever, I hope you're going to enjoy the programme and feel free to contact me. Here's the story of the spinning wheel. Yes, you've heard it all before, but here's Anne Breen's version. Now, you have to listen to the story. She's telling the story of the young girl who is, well, she's working on the spinning wheel, and the blind grandmother is sitting by the fire. And, well, being blind, she hears the noises outside more than most people would. She thinks she hears somebody sighing. And the girl said, of course, "It's the wind, Granny." And she thinks she hears various other things. And of course, who is it but her young man outside? And he gets up to the casement or the window and he tells her, "Come on, get up on the stool and jump down." And she says, "I can't." But she does, you know, and she gets up on the stool and she jumps. Anyway, listen, here's the beautiful Anne Breen telling us the story of the spinning wheel and the way she fooled the poor blind grandmother.
If you
you're a new listener to the programme, you may be wondering about some of the tracks that I play. And I just have to point out to you, as I do most weeks, that Sounds Irish does not necessarily mean it's an Irish song, but it will have some connection with Ireland. It could have an Irish singer, or it could have been written by an Irish person, or it could be an Irish artist performing an instrumental. But, well, I'm doing this because country music is on the increase here in Ireland. It's getting more and more popular. Well, as the weeks go on, and we're getting more and more country singers. Now, it's what we call in today's world country and Irish. It's done by Irish people, or it might have some connection with Ireland. I think you get the message. Here we have two of the greatest country and Irish artists that have graced this country of ours for a long time. Now, Ray Lynham and Philomena Begley, they're both wonderful artists in their own right, but they had a wonderful career singing together, rather similar to Tammy Wynette and George Jones. In fact, they did a lot of Tammy Wynette and George Jones covers. Have a listen to Ray Lynham and see how good they are. It's not just country and Irish for the sake of being country and Irish. It's good country and Irish. You're the one I can't live without. Ray Lynham and Philomena Begley.
You say I shouldn't be here. It's the same thing every night. You say I should go home to her. What we're doing just ain't right. It's true, she's there waiting and wondering, there's no doubt.
But she's the one you live with,
and you're the one I can't live without.
She's the one you live with,
but you're the one I can't live without.
And she's the one you dream with,
but you're the one I dream about.
They say I'm breaking up your home.
It's not a home, it's just a house.
She's still the one you live with,
but you're the one I can't live without.
If I knew you only lived there, and your love for me was true, but how can I be certain you're not making me a fool? Surely you must kiss her to keep her from finding out that she's the one you live with,
but you're the one I can't.
She's the one you live with,
but you're the one I can't live without.
And she's the one you dream with,
but you're the one I dream about.
They say I'm breaking up your home.
It's not a home, it's just a house.
She's still
but you're the one I can't live without.
She's still the one you live with,
but you're the one I can't live without.
Now come on, that's very good country. And some people may say, well, it's just a cheap version. No, it's not. Ray Lynham, Philomena Begley, and She's the One You Live With, and I'm the One That, and you know what it is, but it was very good, right? And we'll hear more country in Irish. Here, the Willoughby Brothers. Now, we don't hear them too often on Sounds Irish. And the reason I'm smiling is this was a song that my mother used to sing. Now, how often have you heard me say that? Because my mother Well, she had a fairly good repertoire with songs, unlike my father, who had a very good half repertoire with half songs. But we've told you about that before, and we might mention it again before the end of the programme. But here, the Willoughby brothers are asking, can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? That's an interesting question. The Willoughby brothers, and they're taking over where the High Kings left off.
Tell me where the Blarney roses grow. Some say down in Limerick town and more say in Mayo. It's somewhere in the Emerald Isle and this I want to know. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow?
Was in the glens of Antrim near the town of Cushendall. One morn I met a damsel there, the fairest of them all. 'Twas with my young affections and my money she did go. And she told me she belonged to where the Blarney roses grow. Her cheeks were like red roses and her hair a raven hue. Before that she had done with me, she had me raven too. She left me sorely stranded, not a kind she left you know. The damsel that belonged to where the Blarney roses grow.
Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? Some say down in Limerick town and more say in Mayo. It's somewhere in the Emerald Isle and this I want to know. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow?
There's some in County Clare, but upon my word, the roses boys I can't find anywhere. She blarneyed me, and by the power she left me broke, you know. Did a damsel that belonged to where the Blarney roses grow.
A Cruach le Bra, a Cree young man, she murmured soft to me. If you belong to Ireland, it's yourself belongs to me. For Donegal, come on, you broke, it captured me, you know. Good luck to her, good luck to the place where the Blarney roses grow.
Did anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? Some say down in Limerick town and more say in Mayo. It's somewhere in the Emerald Isle and this I want to know. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? Can anybody tell me where?
Oh, the young hussy. She took all his money and his affections and cleared off and told him she came from where the Blarney roses grow. And he spent the rest of his life looking for it. They're the Willoughby brothers' version of the song. Now, come on, let's quiet Mitt down a bit because we've got to put the baby to sleep. This is a Connemara baby. Now, Connemara's over in the west of Ireland. I tell you this every week because I love Connemara. It has most beautiful scenery with lakes and mountains and woods and, of course, the wonderful Atlantic Ocean along the coast. And here, Maria McCool is singing for us a Connemara cradle song. So you can imagine a young mother sitting by the fire, rocking her baby to sleep. Connemara cradle song from Maria McCool.
Thank you.
Now, how could a baby not go to sleep with such wonderful singing as that? Maria McCool, and a wonderful arrangement as well of the Connemara Cradle Song. We're moving away from the west coast of Ireland and we're going down to Limerick. Limerick, a beautiful city, very, very busy city on the mouth of the River Shannon. And this is Glenn Curtin telling us the, well, reminiscing about his childhood and his life in Limerick. I haven't played this version of it before. It's done in a sort of a country style because Glenn Curtin, a very popular country and Irish singer. Glenn Curtin and Limerick, You're a Lady.
Limerick, you're a lady. Your Shannon waters, tears of joy that flow. The beauty that surrounds you, I take it with me, love, wherever I go. While waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me far away from home. Then Limerick, you're my lady, the one true love that I have ever known. As children, you and I spend endless days of fun in winter's snow or summer's golden sun. We fished in silver streams, the fabric of my dreams was fashioned by your loveliness, and so I have to say, Limerick, you're a lady. Your Shannon waters, tears of joy that flow. The beauty that surrounds you, I take it with me, love, wherever I go. While waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me far away from home. Ever known. The gift that time has made to travelers on their way, seeking out the beauty of our land. A shrine their children pray, and bells ring out to say, thank God we're living just to feel the freedom of each day. You're a lady. Your Shannon waters, tears of joy that flow. The beauty that surrounds you, I take it with me, love, wherever I go. While waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds far away from home. Then Limerick, you're my lady, the one true love that I have ever known. While waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me far away from home. That I have ever known.
You're the lady,
the one true love that I have ever known.
You know, friends, I think that's about one of the best versions of that song I've heard. Glenn Curtin and Limerick, You're My Lady. Now, we're moving again because we're one of these musical tours of Ireland. And I spent, as many of my regular listeners will know, 7 very happy years in County Mayo, in Ballina, to be exact. And I'm going to play this next request. It's our Daniel slot. And it's a very young sounding Daniel. It must have been one of his earlier recordings. It's Daniel O'Donnell, by the way. And he's going to sing for us a song that every male man and woman and child, dog and devil knows in this world. And I'll dedicate that to you. Daniel O'Donnell and Moonlight in Mayo.
It's just a year ago today I left old Erin's Isle. My heart was throbbing in the soft light of my Colleen's smile. In all my dreams I seem to hear her sweet voice soft and low. I know she's waiting where we said goodbye in old Mayo. For two Irish eyes are smiling and an Irish heart is pining. Where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, with true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. Her Irish eyes like beacons shine all through the darkest night. I know their sweet love beams will always fill the world with light. The roses on her cheeks will lend enchantment to the scene. And when the shamrock wears the dew, I'll wed my sweet Colleen. For two Irish eyes are smiling and an Irish heart is pining. Where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, with true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. Yes, sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo.
Would you not agree that he sounded really young on that recording of Moonlight MAO? That was Daniel, of course. And you know what I'm going to do now, because I've been planning to do this for a long time. We've had Daniel. Now let's hear his sister, Margot. And she's telling us the story of a man who has to leave Ireland. He's, well, the word that keeps coming up in all the Sounds Irish programmes, in fact, in all Irish history, is emigration. And I'll talk a little bit more about that later on in the programme. But here's a man, and he's leaving his home. But before he goes down on the seashore, and he takes out his fiddle, and he plays his favourite tune before leaving his home. Here is Margot, Daniel's sister.
By the grotto at the old spring well, he sat down for a while with the fiddle he so cherished on his knee. Old tunes ran through his mind as they would an exile, and the sweet notes floated gently. his home close by the rocky shore. He feared he'd see no more. The breeze, it seemed to whisper, won't you stay? Departing from his kin, this new life to begin. Just another son of Ireland going away. He played his farewell song, and the birds all sang along. On that morning down beside the old millstone, put the fiddle in its case, ears rolled down his mother's face. But their hearts were torn as he walked off alone. His fiddle and his bow, and each night he'd play the tunes of Ireland. He met and wed his sweetheart, reared a family, built a home. No more we'll ever shake that fiddler's hand. We play his farewell song, and the birds still sing along. Like that morning down beside the old millstone. Put Dad's fiddle in its case, as a tear rolled down my face. Now with heavy hearts we stand here all alone. Just a story of a fiddler long ago.
Well, I should have explained it a little more clearly before I played it, about the young man who leaves his home and plays the fiddle and then goes over to Chicago, and all the time the fiddle stays with. Ah, you've heard the song, and it was so well done and presented by Margot. And as I say quite often, a lovely arrangement as well. I love the backing on that one. Now, it's been a bit sleepy, so we're going to have some accordion dexterity. This is a piece called The Flogging Rear. Now, how about this for accordion playing?